Man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You just made me to me, woman. And that's a crying, crying shame. Since you've gone away and left me, honey, I've been crying with the pain.
I could guess this one, I'd be wrong.
Oh, I'd do most anything.
Or could I get this, do you think?
I wouldn't know this one either.
Okay, all right, who you got?
It doesn't matter who it's by. It's by the Teskey Brothers. But
okay.
It's called Crying Shame.
Crying Shame.
Very close to.
I'm just trying to get this one Gamecock to admit that the team that played better won and that the referees did not cause the outcome of the game. All right, welcome back. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me fly down our Adams and Co. roofing text line at this point. Let me back all the way up. We're being flooded. I'm going to try to fly. And look, I can't promise I get in even a tenth of the ones that we've got in. Texas says, Mickey, does Helt stay? That is from 9860. I don't know. I think that he will get a decent grade back from the NFL, but I don't know his draft status. I don't know his intentions at this point in time. We'll find out for sure. My friend Frank said, first half time of possession, set up the second half where they control the line of scrimmage. Frank, very good point. You're obviously a very intelligent man. And, yeah, Clemson wore down South Carolina, and I thought that had a lot to do. And Dabo said it. Looks like we kind of wore them down a little bit, I'd say for sure. Texas said, if you wonder, Todd said, are you kidding me after Jones's pick six? No, we didn't get a, are you kidding me? We didn't get that. You know, Todd would know about interceptions, considering he threw, I think he threw 66 interceptions. Can we look that up?
Oh, yes, be right back.
Yeah, and where does that rank all time? Like, that's up there. Texter, this is from 5345. Clemson would have had a way better season had they played that year all season long, still picking chicken out of my teeth. Yes, Clemson played its best football game. But I'm going to give Dabo Swinney credit here. Dabo Swinney's teams play better in November than they do in September. And that's a sign of a team, a well-coached team, as they get better as the season goes on. Texture 3899 says, by far, best game played of the year. But at what point do you look at it from a retaining coach's point and say, yeah, but we beat a 4-8 team? Well, yeah, I mean, look, South Carolina's not very good. The one thing that I was surprised, South Carolina looks good, like, on the hoof. Like, they've got some dudes, man. Like, they've got some guys that look good. But one thing I say about them is they aren't very efficient. And that offense just lacks any kind of plan, in my opinion. 3938 says that I believe that we are 12-0-1 when entering a game with a winning record, and they enter with a losing record. Credit Larry Williams for that, TigerIllustrated.com. I didn't see that. Yeah, Clemson beats bad South Carolina teams, and that was a bad South Carolina team that they beat on Saturday. I mean, does Shane Beamer – I mean, he's going to make a hire, and they're going to make it sound like this offensive coordinator is great, but – I don't know, man. I don't know. Can he hold it together down there? I'm not sure. I wouldn't be excited about that as a Gamecock fan. 67. Yeah, sorry.
You were correct. Todd Ellis threw 66 career interceptions.
Yeah.
That is number 7 all time.
All time interceptions list.
And, you know, his name, it's in the annals with.
How many? Yeah.
A lot of great names, like Ty Detmer.
Oh.
65 interceptions.
Oh.
Dan Marino, 64 interceptions.
How about that? How many touchdowns did Todd throw for? He threw for fewer touchdowns than picks.
49.
49 touchdowns, 66 picks. Who threw the most interceptions? Timmy Chang?
Timmy Chang, yeah, who also has the most yards of all time.
Right. How many interceptions did Timmy Chang throw?
80.
80. So Todd well short of the NCAA record for that. 6748 said, if Lawson plays, Clemson has 6 or 7 sacks on Saturday. Yeah, that was something that, if you think about it, of the 7 guys that Clemson was missing on Saturday, who did they miss? Westco was not, I mean, again, you'd have been better with him, but Antonio Williams, 7 catches, 66 yards. T.J. Moore, 6 catches, 100 yards. Betancur, 5 for 51. Did you miss also Pat Henry? Because Clemson's tight ends caught 6 balls for 73 yards. Josh Sapp had a 22-yard completion there. I mean, the tight ends, 6 for 73. South Carolina had 2 for 6 yards with their – I'm sorry. 1 for 6 yards in that one there. Did you miss your 2 offensive guards? Because it looked like to me that Sewell and Sadler played pretty well on Saturday. Did you miss – that's 4. You missed Jaheim Lawson? You had 5 sacks. Did you miss – who else was out for the year there? Amari Adams is out for the year. I thought that Clemson's defensive tackles played well. You know, Peter Woods – I'm the only guy in the world thinks Peter Woods is just underachieved and everything. I hadn't seen Peter Woods play well yet in Clemson uniform. Like, had this unbelievable game. He didn't have a tackle – unofficially didn't have a tackle on Saturday. And, what, you know, took up some double teams and all that. That's 6 of them. Who's my 7th one of the missed guys for Saturday? I'll try to figure that out here in the next couple of minutes. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get back. Again, our text lines are flooded. I'm going to try to get as many as I can. Texture says, 6795 says, very thankful, Mickey, not trying to be negative, but still this team needs 4 brand-new players in the secondary, at least 4. At least 4. If you think about going into next year, not sure what Avion Terrell's going to do. Not sure what Hampton comes back, we think. I mean, again, all these guys go in the portal. Not sure what Barnes is going to do. Jones will come back. So if you brought back Barnes, Jones, if Terrell tried to come back, Hampton and Gibson, that's a good solid 5 for you. But you got to have – and Strozier you can count on a little bit. But I don't know of anybody else in the secondary right now that I would feel great about. I think that backup-wise, at least, you could do that. Get a text here from 6687 that says, the number of days – have you seen this one yet? The number of days that Clemson has led in the series against South Carolina?
It's that is a much better number, but I've seen the years mark as well.
46,399 days, consecutive days that Clemson has led the series of South Carolina. Look, I'm going to tell you, now you're up by 30. That won't do. Hey, Texture said Jaden Lucas also ended up with 0 tackles. What? I mean, can you have less awareness on that one?
The picture that was sent, it says Clemson has led South Carolina in the series for 46,399 days.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, I'm not going to do the math. We've led in the series for 127 years.
Yeah.
The third time that we played against South Carolina, we went up 2-1, and we've never looked back.
Yeah. Austin said, Lane Kiffin's first game LSU head coach against Dabo Swinney at Clemson peak college football. Again, what I am hearing on that is scheduled for week 1. I am hearing that Clemson and LSU will agree to try to move a week 0 game up. So Clemson's trying to move Charleston Southern up to week 0. LSU's going to try to move one of their non-conference up to week 0. That way you're not breaking in new quarterbacks, new staffs, all that stuff in week 1 in a game like that. That's what I'm hearing. Benji and Easy said, I saw a lot of Carolina players taking plays off. I don't know. I thought both teams played hard. I don't know about that. 1224 said, it could have been a lot worse Saturday if K doesn't overthrow a wide-open Antonio Williams and underthrow Randall in the end zone. Yeah, I tell you, this is Brian from Easley. And if Saddle doesn't hold on Randall's touchdown run in the fourth quarter, please tell me Dabo's got some proven, experienced quarterback in the portal. Yeah, Clemson's going portal quarterback, I feel like. Josh Williams made a good point. On the overthrow to Williams and the underthrow to Randall, Josh Williams told me, he goes, he just got them mixed up. Should have underthrown Williams and overthrown Randall through some of those things. And it worked out the opposite on that very early drive through all that. Texture said, you can't convince me otherwise that Lucas didn't do that on purpose. How can he be that unaware of the ball and try to intercept? But, yeah, that's pretty much wrapped up his whole career in one play for sure. Texas said, if you watch Lucas on the play, he knew nothing about the rules of football. Yeah, it's kind of like his whole career, man. It's like, it's just, you're there, but you just don't make a play. Texas says, does the Norse agents give Dabo a call? A lot of agents are making a lot of phone calls. That just to me would feel, I mean, I would be shocked. Right? Just shocked.
It would be funny. And I think there's a lot of Clemson fans that would be very, very okay with that.
Yeah. Well, Lenora Sellers, there are times where in the pocket that he makes some great throws. You have to play zone against him. And when given a clean pocket, that little bend route right between the corner and the linebacker, that little cut, the little in route right there, man, he's really good at throwing that ball. And it looks good in doing that. The deep balls, I think he throws okay. The high side of Lenora Sellers is really, really good. There's some of the escape runs, how powerful he is. The ceiling of Lenora Sellers is as high as anybody you'll see. The hard part is the floor is so stinking low. The pocket awareness, the collapsing in the pocket, trying to reverse out. He does not reverse out very well. And that's why Clemson did really good by getting deeper. And the you know, you give Woods and those guys credit too, because the pressure in the face hurts him. He does not like pressure in his face. And then when he tries to reverse out, if you got somebody back there deep enough, like, he does not do that very well. He did not run the ball aggressively. Even in the called run game, you kind of saw him run out of bounds a few times and all that this year, kind of protect himself a little bit. But just the decision-making skills, some of the throws. I mean, he's like so many players in college football that there are times where you look at him and go, man, this guy's a freak. And there are times that you look at him and go, man, this guy's awful. And that'd just be awfully frustrating if you're a Gamecock fan to watch that.
Would it not be a benefit to Chris Denson to have somebody, if it's not Lenora Sellers, somebody like Lenora Sellers, to be able to be the backup for that one season? And maybe you have some of the negative aspects and tendencies rub off,
yeah,
but you would have consistency for 3 years in the type of quarterback that you have.
Yeah. But that's not. I mean, I don't see that at all. Right?
That's a lot
Lenora
of money.
Lenora Sellers
that's a lot
in Clemson
of money for Lenora Sellers.
Yeah,
we're looking at what, $3.5 million?
Three.
Okay.
But I mean, do you stay? This is fascinating. Do you stay in Columbia? Do you wait on this East Carolina offensive coordinator? I don't know. He's going to hurry up no huddle. Maybe Lenore needs a hurry up no huddle guy because he just wouldn't think a whole lot. Because I do think that the processing is an issue there, like how fast you process. Texas said, reason that Faison only carried it 5 times, because he's 73 years old, man. The guy's probably tired. Guys are just playing football for. He was there when Willie Underwood picked the pass off. 1980, picked two of them off of Gary Harper.
Slow down, sonny. Slow down.
Texas, the Gamecocks thought they could beat Clemson through the year. That was their game plan. Yeah, yeah, and rightfully so. They should have. Clemson's secondary is not very good. That's why they thought that. In the end, the inefficiency. I thought their offense is extremely inefficient. Great Texas, 91-66. Avion Terrell's incredible at stripping the ball. He did it again. This time he did it with Jacobs. And that was a big turnover. So Terrell does a terrific job of getting that football out. Speaking of awareness, he has great awareness. Texas played Munson's call the interception. We're going to do that in the next segment. We got some. You'll do it now? Yeah, let's hear this one now then.
The 10, going to take it in the.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. Got a little ahead of myself.
That's
there.
Okay.
That's all right. All right. Don Munson's call. Here we go.
Snap to Sellers, wants to throw. Looking, throws across the middle. Ball batted up in the air, and it's picked! Ricardo Jones at the 10, going to take it in the end zone! Touchdown!
Holy moly!
Holy moly! Reggie. Ricardo Jones down number two in the nation interceptions after Saturday, according to 69-17. That's right. Six interceptions on the season. I think the number is six now. Check the stats on that one for you. Ricardo Jones had a really good redshirt freshman year. Thinking right by saying that. And we talked about on Friday, talked about how there's unsung heroes. Anybody have Ricardo Jones as one of the heroes? And also you give Hampton credit because Hampton broke up the pass intended for Harbor right there. So you give him a lot of credit for that. Texas says, this is from 60-69. I noticed Dabo was in Riley's hip pocket more than usual. Offensive play calling seemed to be better. Is Riley safer? Did they move on and find someone else? I don't know that. I don't know. And no one that I know knows that either. Is he ready to move on? You run the ball. I thought it was much more balanced. Much more balanced offense from Clemson. The 50-50 run and pass on Saturday. And I thought the game was called very well. And outside of the one drop, well, I couldn't say that. He still had some pee on the carpet plays. But Garrett Riley's a much better offensive coordinator when K doesn't pee on the carpet. 48-72 said, ask the South Carolina fan, did the referee turn it over four times? No, to my knowledge, no referee turned the ball over through any of those. Couple of more here before we take a break and tell you about my great friends at Trail. Let me do one more here. Shocking, the SEC Network announcer didn't think it was an interception. I get it. The way the rule reads, the nose of the ball can hit the ground if you still have control of the ball. Like if you have it in your arm, the ball can hit the ground if it's in control. That's what the rules of college football say. And that's what rules they that's what they interpreted on Saturday. So that was, by the rule, that's a good call. And that's the way that Clemson fans will see it for sure. Texas 91-29 said, looking ahead, Dabo versus Kiffin opened the 26th season in Death Valley. LSU again, they won't. My gut is they won't open up against each other, that both will try to play a week zero game. And just one more before we take a break here. Texas said, Mickey, Garrett Riley's got to go. We'll see. Had 400 yards. I thought South Carolina defense was supposed to be pretty good. Had 400 yards and was balanced on Saturday. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking at this point in time. My great friends at Upcountry Fiber, we are inside our Upcountry Fiber studios. We love Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. It's upcountryfiber.com. When it comes to your fastest high-speed internet, it's available. Do that at Upcountry Fiber. You're not going to get anything better than Upcountry Fiber when it comes to the high-speed internet. The best prices, the best customer service, no contracts for your phone, for your television as well, and home or office, the very best in the business, upcountryfiber.com. Short break, continued ton of text, man. We read a ton there. We'll continue to try to get you more. Much more when you come back right after this.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Engineer Sleep. You see the great deal at Engineer Sleep going on right now? What a deal, man. You're talking about the best I've seen from Engineer Sleep yet. And if you need any convincing, you're talking to two people right here that have Engineer Sleep beds that will tell you there's nothing better than your Engineer Sleep bed. So love everything they do at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. They are phenomenal. They do an absolutely an amazing job, and I will just tell you, in the Black Friday, it continues. Now you need to see them pretty soon. Engineer Sleep is a company I totally believe in. Jay and Davis Orders do an absolutely incredible job, and get in touch with them. Ask about this Black Friday, this unbelievable sale going on now that will be continue now through Christmas. Now the next couple of days, you're gonna love that for sure. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Fantastic people, fantastic stuff, great product. Texture wants to know, will you see Gus Malzahn ever as offensive coordinator on Dabo's staff? Well, if you want dissension and if you want staff drama, then hire Gus Malzahn. I know someone who's coached with Gus who said, I said this to a guy one time about him, I went, is Gus as bad as I think he is? And they said, whatever you think bad about Gus, double it. There's always drama. He rips staffs apart, causes internal issues. So you don't want Gus Malzahn, I can tell you that. And you don't want that crazy wife of his said, come on. Remember her? come on. What a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. All right, let me fly through these. This is an Adams and Co. roofing text line. 2919 says, what do you think Carolina would do with Beamer? Well, they've committed, Donati has committed to keeping him for next year. And now the news of Columbia will be, we'll ask Tony Morrell this tomorrow, they're going to hire maybe John David Baker, offensive coordinator, East Carolina. And the thing will be that now it's fixed. And hopefully you can take, you know, Beamer needs to have some offseason momentum. He's got to keep Sellers and Harbor and Stewart and keep some of these guys around. And then he's got to hire staff. He needs to keep Clayton White around. But you know, the thing could fall apart. I would say that he needs to a big PR, a big hope. They got to sell hope in Columbia. Offensive coordinator might be able to do some of that in selling hope. But those last till August, and then you got to line up and play football. And so the you're talking about the perception of the program compared to what's really going on in the program. He's got to do both. That he's got to be able to sell hope to his fan base in the Gamecock Club meetings in the offseason. And he's going to do that maybe through retention, maybe through the portal. You know, there's more chances for hope now than ever before. But like I said, when Brian Kelly's plane landed in LSU in Baton Rouge, everybody thought, oh, man, we got Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. When Jimbo Fisher's plane landed at Texas A&M, we got Jimbo Fisher at the College Station. When Hugh Freeze's plane landed at Auburn, we got Hugh Freeze. You kidding me? We got Hugh Freeze. Like, everybody, we want hope so bad, man. We want it so bad. And we try to sell that hope because each year you sell me hope, I got about $8 million more coming to me. I could say a bottle of $8 million hope if you want to buy some of that from me. Some garnet pills. I could say some of that. But you got to get out and do the work. And you got to make sure. I'm trying to read them all. 1918. Did you see Beamer's press conference about getting his guts ripped out? Didn't he learn from Dabo that you got to bring your own bring your own guts? I think Shane's a good man. I really do. I think he's a good man. I know a lot of people aren't comfortable with him and Dabo and their wives being so close and supposedly, and then the, you know, Dabo and Shane Beamer's son, you know, hugging and all that. I think some people aren't comfortable with it, but that's okay. Texas said ECU's coach could be going to Ole Miss now as their offensive coordinator. So Pete Golden back to Ole Miss. Let me give you – it's John David Baker is the guy's name. I think he needs to coach at Alabama because, remember, that's what the football – that's what all the quarterbacks were, you know, the three-name guys. He was at Ole Miss from 2001 to 2023. He was their passing game coordinator, tight end coach in 21, and their co-offense coordinator, tight ends coach in 22 and 23 before taking the last two seasons at East Carolina. So maybe goes back to Ole Miss maybe. That'd be very interesting to see. Let me get Mike in Anderson. Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Good deal. Look here, you said a mouthful earlier in your last segment. I don't know if you realized you did. You were talking about Garrett Riley looks like a much better OC when Kay doesn't pee on the carpet. And that's true. And I want to take you back to 09 and 2010. 09, Billy Napier looked like a hot shot, up-and-coming offensive coordinator. He had C.J. Spiller. He had Jacoby Ford. He had Michael Palmer. Well, 2010 didn't turn out so well. Those guys were gone. I think he was fired that at the end of the season, and that got us Chad Morris. Now, you preached for years and years and years on your show, coaching is important, yes, but it's still about Jimmies and Joes more than X's and O's. And Dabo has to, I think most everybody would be in agreement with me on this, you included, Dabo has to get a quarterback out of the transfer portal this year.
Yeah.
And the last press conference he did, and I've heard a couple of hosts question it too, he just doesn't sound like he's going to do that, Mickey. Maybe it's just coach speak, and he's going to shock everybody. But what are your thoughts? What do you think? Do you think he will finally into the transfer portal?
What would he have to gain with still – the last time we talked about that was before the South Carolina game. What would he have to gain by coming out and saying, man, we're going to portal for a quarterback. Like, if you're Vecina and Denson getting ready to play South Carolina, something happens to Cade.
I got you.
You know, there's nothing to say. You know? So believe me, believe me, and all coaches do this. But I was at I was at the Walker course on Wednesday, and the parking lot of the Walker course, now you park, is about, I want to guess, 750 yards away from the football practice fields. And now these coaches are on mics now, you know, so you can hear over the PA at practice. And I'm telling you, man, Dabo is absolutely ripping one of the players. And in a press conference, he's not going to rip a player. So in other words, what you hear in a press conference is he's talking to fans, he's talking to coaches, he's talking to players, players' moms and dads and all that. He's not going to come out and say, but man, if he played in a press conference, what I heard him call this player on Saturday and how he was ripping this player on Saturday and how he was getting on him and riding the guy, I mean on Wednesday, riding the guy like crazy, then man, people would be shocked. Say, Dabo Swinney said that and got on the guy like that? Like what? You'd be shocked. So there's no advantage to come out and saying, yeah, we're going to go into portal. I think he knows you're not going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana with Chris Vecina and Chris Denson next year. I think
okay.
he pretty much
okay.
knows that.
So your gut is, and you know more than I do about the program, your gut is he will hit the transfer portal
yes.
this year and with meaning. Okay. Yep. All right, well, that makes sense. Good answer, Mick. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Let me get Knowles fan in here next. Good morning, Knowles fan. How you doing?
Hey, man, doing great. Thanks for getting me in, Mickey. Hey, good news. Hey, Tommy might have another year, guys, if y'all want him. You know, he's trying to get that extra year of eligibility.
Well, here's what I don't want. Hey,
y'all gave us DJU, so we'll try to give you Tommy
no.
to help y'all out.
I don't want that awful footwork. And whatever this thing is, Knowles fan, what is it about it when he throws a pass that it's got to be sidearm?
He jumps in the air like a deer.
Yeah, and it's got his head. He turns his head to his left. It's almost like a no-look throw, and his head leans way. I've never seen anybody do this to where his head's, like, over his left shoulder looking at, like, his left toe while he's throwing it. It's like it's like a no-look thing or something? What is he doing? Is he getting throw the ball?
Mickey, and this is the aggravating thing. He's kind of exciting to watch, but he'll make a couple plays, and then he'll make a boneheaded play. And it's like, what are you doing, man? Like,
well, he's Lenore Sellers.
You just got a 25-yard gain, and then you fumbled the ball. Thanks. Yeah. We appreciate it, Tommy. Yeah. But it's been rough the past couple of years. You know, we got the news coming out. You know, obviously Florida State's going to keep Mike Norvell, and I was talking a little bit off the air just a second ago about that. And my thoughts on it, I think Mike Norvell needs to go, but my thoughts also on it, like, who would you hire if you fired him at this point because of all the coaching availabilities right now? And there's not really any name out there that really moves me, I think. In my opinion, like, if you fire Norvell, like, hey, you get this guy, like, with the kind of buyout you got to pay. What's your thoughts on that, Mickey? Is there a guy out there like you would fire Norvell for right now, or do you just go ahead and ride out another?
There's a hundred guys. There's 100 guys I'd hire. I'd be more excited about than Mike Norvell.
That you can get,
yes,
though, with the buyout. 100
guys.
My question.
I'd go find a 25-year-old first year offensive coordinator who lit it up. Was anything? Because here's what you know. I don't know if the next guy could do it at Florida State, but I know Mike Norvell can't.
Yeah, no, we all agree with that. That's the thing. I just think with the buyout and everything, I don't think you can take a risky shot because then you can get yourself – with the coaches nowadays, I mean, you're paying so much money for these coaches.
I have the opposite opinion here. While you tell me you can't afford to fire him, I'm telling you can't afford not to fire him. Because
I agree.
Deeper hole you get in – I mean, it's obvious he's not a leader. He's not going in the right direction. And again, number one, if you bring Gus Malzahn back, like, he's got to go. And yet, so you can let him hire another offensive coordinator. How's that working out for you? I mean, the Malzahn thing was a disaster.
Rumors are he's going to go. I think Gus is out, and I think the rumors are Mike's going to go back to calling plays. So I don't know who you bring in right there. I don't know if you spend a bunch of money. You know, they're going to get a new GM in there. There's a bunch of these things that's going
to
be happening.
Let me give you that. I said this to a texter a while ago. I don't think I said this on the air. I get so many text conversations and now going here. But I talked to someone who has coached with Gus Malzahn. And Gus Malzahn.
Oh, I heard you. I heard you. Yeah, I heard what you said.
Yeah, no,
you said it on the air, Mickey.
Yeah. The guy said, whatever negative you think about Gus, double it, is what the guy told me.
No, and you can see that. You can see that. And you've gotten a little bit in that the press conference. But I always enjoy you letting me get on and talk a little Florida State football, man. And it's just disappointing. And having to bring him back, I mean, the only thing you can say is you hope some of your playmakers come back, like Chroma and stuff, and you hit the transfer portal, and maybe he strikes gold again, you know. But as realistically, I'm looking at another 5-6 win season next year, and that's not very exciting. But one thing I do want to say before I get off air, I don't think that was an interception. Just from my outsider watching the Clemson-Carolina game, I don't think that was an interception. So
by the rule, here's what happened.
It's been overturned against us so many times. I've seen it so many times. You know what? And you know that. Watching as a Clemson fan, y'all have had some calls go about you. But just as an outsider, I don't think that's what cost Carolina the game. Let me say that. Clemson, I think, outplayed Carolina.
Right.
And Carolina forgot what running the football was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was
in it. I'll touch on that here in a second. But man, Florida comes in at 3-8 and beats you by 19 points?
They haven't scored over 30 points all year, I believe it was. I mean, they were one of the worst off. It's horrible. And I think Tony White's coming back. I don't know what to expect, Mickey. It's hard for me to call and get on here. I try to call and give good conversation and try to get excited. But when your team sucks this bad, it's hard to get excited.
Yeah.
And it's hard to have good conversation. But I really appreciate you for letting me get on, brother. And as always, go Noles, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You got to get rid of Gus. The Gus bus, you need to pack up the Gus bus and pack up the wife and get them out of there. The way the rule, the misconception on the rule is that the nose of the ball can't touch the ground. It can if you have control of it. And what they ruled on Saturday, and you can agree or not agree, and I didn't think a Hamlin angle, they called an interception on the field. I don't think you'd overturn it in that they're saying that he had control of the ball, Jones that is, had control of the ball while the nose touched the ground. The misconception is the nose can't touch the ground. It can if you have control of it. And that they're saying that he did have control, or not enough evidence to say he did not have enough control. And we could argue that. If you're a Gamecock fan, you're going to see it that way. I get it. I'm not going to here to convince you. Otherwise, I can't, so I'm not. But with that being said, I don't think officiating was the difference in the game. What I saw on Saturday was that one team had the ball for 38 minutes and 44 seconds. And the other team had the ball for 21 minutes and 16 seconds. What I saw on Saturday was one team had 25 first downs, one team had 17. What I saw was one team rushed for 147 yards, one team rushed for 41. And then one team turned it over four times, the other team turned it over once. That's what I saw. So I didn't see it being that big of a deal there. Hey, my great friends of the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. The Patterson Tax Service does an absolutely incredible job. We love the Patterson Tax Service when it comes to taxes. Tax preparation, we're in the month of December right now. You got to prepare. You got to plan your taxes. And one of the things they're doing right now, and Russell is so excited about this. Every time I talk to him, he says, man, this is a no-brainer. Do this for small businesses. If you just set up a wellness program for your employees, and this is a very simple thing you can do, then they can help you with that, by the way, then you can save over $100 a month per employee. Some folks are saving $50,000 on your payroll taxes, and your employees have more take-home pay. This is part of the big, beautiful bill. One big, beautiful bill, whatever, and people are saving money with this. You're going to love the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. Call to find out. If you're a small business, there's a lot of things you can take advantage of at the Patterson Tax Service. Short break, open phone lines, many more texts, a lot to get to right after this.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Buy your beautiful Fraser Fir or Fraser Fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. They sell out quickly, so be sure to get yours today. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere, architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Snyder Tree Care. We've got some winter weather coming in and have more of that coming in, and with some ice and all that later in December and January and February, maybe. The bottom line is that you need to make sure your trees are off of power lines and off of roof lines and all that at your home or your office. They do that pruning season. And now what are you getting ready to do next year for your trees and shrubs? Wintertime's a great time to do this. Let the Snyder Tree Care take care of you. I will still say a great place to work. We love our great friends at Snyder Tree Care, snydertree.com, 833-4-MY-TREE. Learn more about who these people are and what they do and see if they can help you out. You're going to love your experience at Snyder Tree Care. My friend Hal checking in on our text line saying, great Palmetto Bowl win for Clemson. Also, the Panthers had a big week, a bye week following a big a win. Panthers, great job there for sure, beating the Rams. And he goes, it's crazy they sell alcohol at Clemson games during home games. They could have sold broth and hot chocolate since the last home game there. The home games had short sleeve shirts on. It was cold down in Columbia, it looked like to me. I didn't go. Looked like to me it's kind of cold down there. It's been cold around here the last few days. And then some wet weather and all that. But Hal, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff there. Pat is in Savannah. Pat, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Good. Real quick, wanted to follow up on your Thanksgiving. You talked – I get to listen to you just about only on podcast, right?
Okay.
And I heard you talking about the – what was it? The 111 – no, 211 was – 111, 2 your combination of goodies at the in-laws' house.
Yeah, 211, 2 yep. and 1. Yes. 2 meats, 11 sides, 2 desserts and a sweet
drink.
Tea.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So my question is as I've lived that life where you had to jump from mom to grandma to in-laws, did you get any leftovers? Did you get to take home anything? Because that's the bad part about not cooking dinner at your house is that you don't get any goodies on Friday.
No, my mother-in-law on Friday said, go in there and get whatever you want to take home. Because I came home Friday night, and they stayed the weekend down. But so that was turkey. That was a little corn casserole. That was a 7-layer salad. And I thought that I was going to save it for the next day, but I got home Friday night, and that corn casserole was calling me. And also, it wasn't any room in there, in the little styrofoam thing there, but I snuck in somehow, some way, crammed in 2 deviled eggs. So, yes, Friday night was good at the house, yes.
Can I give you a shout-out to my niece here in Savannah? Sure. Her name is Tina. Tina put on Thanksgiving dinner. She does it every year. This year she did it 2 weeks after knee replacement surgery.
How about that, man?
That's an all-star player. Right there. She took one for the team, buddy, and she knocked it out.
Her, man. That's awesome.
Love her to death. Okay, real quick. Danny Ford said both teams were good enough to lose this game. Is that still a good philosophy? I thought Clemson played, except for, I guess, one interception. I thought Clemson played just really good ball.
Yeah. I thought Clemson played his best game. On the other side of it, I mean, you think about it. South Carolina couldn't run the football, had 4 turnovers, and really made the most mistakes in the game. So
near the end of the show on Friday, you had a guy come in talking about how Clemson couldn't stop these 2 defensive linemen from coming in, and they couldn't cover South Carolina's guy. But the guy also said Klubnik has to play better than Sellers.
Pretty
and
clear.
I think he did.
He did. He didn't turn it over like Sellers did. He played better than Sellers. Sellers had two long passes and all that. But I thought the key was Lee and Sadler and Lithicum and Sewell and Miller did an unbelievable job on South Carolina's defensive front. And as you know, Dylan Stewart was hurt. But and I thought Troy Pikes for South Carolina played well. In the game, had a tackle for loss, and Barrett was not much of a factor. He had a half a tackle for loss. I didn't think Goodwine was all that much of a factor. No, they didn't put any pressure there. They had to blitz an awful lot. They could not get pressure with their front 4, and so they sent a lot of blitzers, and they all had 1 sack in the game. And Clemson rushed the ball for 147 yards. And one of the craziest stats is that, Dabo mentioned that Colin Sadler had as many receiving yards as because he had the one catch, as you know, for two yards. But as many receiving yards as Sellers had rushing yards. But how about the fact that at the end of last year's game, in which everybody was Lenore Sellers crazy, La Heisman and all that, this time last year, if I'd have told you that a Clemson wide receiver at the time would have 100 more yards rushing than Lenore Sellers in this game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. The one thing about last year, though, is there wasn't a lot of film on Sellers. I mean, he came in, what, halfway through the year or something like that?
Yeah.
And there wasn't – defensive coordinators didn't have time to study him.
Yeah.
And last year's game, I mean, Sellers, we couldn't touch – we couldn't get a hand on him, much less stop him.
Yeah.
This year, they were all over him. They were gang-tackling him.
Double spy.
Every time he got close to the ball.
Zone defense against him. Keep him in the pocket, collapse the pocket, and double spy. And you take away the run game. And they did it. And you know, of all the things out there, going into what was a Heisman hype, right? And look, he deserved the Heisman hype of what he did last year.
Sure.
But what if I'd have told you, because their season's over now, what if I'd have told you that on the season, Lenore Sellers would have 13 touchdowns and 8 picks, and at the season he'd rush for 5 touchdowns, he'd rush for 270 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, you thought I was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see it. God bless you. Thank you all for all
you
do, man. Happy Thanksgiving. And enjoy yourself, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call for sure. Very nice of you. So, for the season, in 12 games, he averaged 22.5 yards rushing a game. 166 against Clemson last year. 2.5 rushing yards per game. He had 5 rushing touchdowns on the season. 18 touchdowns and 8 picks total. And 2,700 yards of total offense. I thought it would be a 4,500-yard season. I thought it would have been a 40-touchdown season. And with 2 more picks on Saturday, 8 picks. 13 touchdowns, 8 picks. Was sacked 42 times in this season. It was nowhere near what we thought the Lenore Sellers we thought we were going to get coming out of that one. Great text from 1971 said Woodass played well. Had to give him credit because I usually dogged him on a Monday. Yes, I thought Wade Woodass played his very best football game. The shoestring tackle, the broken up pass on a fourth down, absolutely. Text said Sellers was a starter all last year. But I'm going to tell you this. I think Illinois kind of gave you a little game plan of how to stop that. And that's what we talked about in the offseason. Did Illinois show you how to stop it? And in the bowl game last year, it pretty much shows you that. Jimmy and Duncan says, that's what happens when your offensive coordinator tells him not to run. Stay in the pocket, be a pocket passer. If you want to be drafted in the NFL, it's not by coincidence. Well, you remember throughout the whole offseason, I'd asked Tony Morrell, how many times have you seen a dual-threat quarterback that want to impress NFL scouts and stay in the pocket because you want to improve your draft status and run out of bounds and do those kind of things? And that's what we saw Lenore Sellers do this year and didn't earn that $2.5 million or whatever he got. Jerry in Simpsonville, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, how you doing?
Man, I'm great. Hope you are too.
Yeah, I had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you did. It sounds like you did with that stuff you packed up in the sack to bring back home.
Yeah, I won't tell you how many deviled eggs I had the whole weekend, but they were good.
Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you how many I had. I had probably a dozen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm up there with you. I'm up there with you. We had a little competition, yeah.
So, hey, listen, a couple things. One, wanted to give glad the Tigers won and everything. Wanted to give a shout-out to T.J. Parker for finally playing his tail off this year because he had been kind of non-existent. And I'm with you on Peter Woods. I know he sucks up a lot of double teams and whatnot, but been waiting for him to kind of bust out. I thought both of them underperformed for the year, but I did like the way the D-line played on Saturday. I thought they definitely controlled things up front.
Let me give you what Parker and Helt did on Saturday. These are unofficial stats, all right? 8 tackles, 4.5 sacks, and 5.5 tackles for loss for your starting defensive ends. That's what you wanted to see.
That's part
of the story of the game, no doubt.
That's what you want. And in that vein, so I heard you talking earlier that, you know, nobody knows what Helt's going to do as far as a draft grade or whatnot. And I guess we're assuming that Parker's probably definitely gone, even though his draft status has dropped. Is that what you're hearing too, Mick?
Yeah, but now there's a little talk about him coming back. But I don't know. I think that, you know, I'd say he's up in the air, but I would expect, you know, maybe even both of them gone. Maybe.
Yeah. So that would be my that'd be my final question. Let's say if both leave, I'm assuming we're probably hitting the portal for two DNs.
Yep.
If one leaves, one. If both come back, do we even hit the portal for a defensive end?
Jerry, I don't think if both come back, you don't. So in other words, if either of those guys leave, I agree with you. If one leaves, you get one. If both leaves, you get two. You can count on Lawson next year coming back from the injury. Mayo's going to be a developmental guy. Too early to tell on Whiteford yet, but you've got to get starters and depth there. So I would get two. I think two's the number there at defensive end.
Yeah. And, hey, last thing real quick.
Sure.
Tyler Brown, he's been kind of missing in action.
Yeah.
But I'd really like to see him come back and take over that slot for Antonio Williams, but I don't know. What are you hearing on Tyler Brown?
Well, Brown's one of those deals, and I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. But, you know, Antonio Williams, this was his year, and 55 catches for 604 yards and four touchdowns. You know, everybody wants it, and I love Tyler Brown. I thought Tyler Brown had a really good freshman season. He did catch 19 balls this year, by the way, for 160, and he had a run in there somewhere too. He had a touchdown. He had a touchdown run, 5 for 61 there. I like to see more of him, but it means you can take Antonio Williams out of the game. You know, I thought Clemson did a better job of playing their better players more this year. So next year is Tyler Brown's year, and if they can talk him into being patient and coming back, and he'll be the starter next year.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, listen, I'll get off here and let somebody else get on. But you guys take care.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the phone call. I think Jerry tied me as far as deviled eggs are concerned. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an absolutely incredible job. We love Prime Lending. Love Mark Hawkins. Love the team. If I ever do another mortgage, I'll put them as one of my three. My buddy over there says I got to have three estimates when it comes to mortgages. If I do buy a house or renovate, and we've got to have three of those. I'll do Prime Lending as one of my three, and I guarantee I'll choose them as one of my three because of just how good they are. PrimeLendingSC.com, buying, refinancing, or any kind of refurbishing stuff, check them out, PrimeLendingSC.com. More phone calls, more texts. Reaction Monday continues in hour number three after this.